Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Wanted to kind of talk about the process of getting this RFK thing over the hump, man, and into the done deal category. My friend Joe Maloney used to work for, I don't know, I think Maloney might have worked for the Redskins, then the football team, and the Commanders. I don't know your exact timeline when you worked for the team. Did you work for all three names? Were you hired by the Redskins?
Only saw two names. The team, okay. The football team, and the Commanders.
Okay. All right. So our friend Joe Maloney now works at the American Gaming Association, but worked for the Washington organization under various names. Yo, it was so funny. Preston Smith back in the locker room yesterday, he's like, yeah, you know, I wasn't here for the identity crisis. It just made me laugh so much. But, all right, so Joe, when you were working for the team, you had what I imagine was an incredibly difficult task of trying to get the RFK thing on track with politicians that wanted nothing to do with the owner of the organization. What's it like for you to see this thing, what appears to me anyway, through the finish line?
Thanks for the question. Great to be on. I'm immensely proud to have played a role. The stadium search and the RFK effort, it's probably 10 years old, right? It goes back to about 2015 when, believe it or not, Bruce and Dan were roaming the halls of the Wilson building trying to get.
Oh, dude, I got a one-on-one with Bruce on Freedom Plaza after he went to City Hall, and they just thought they'd waltz in there and get it done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I was part of the club for 3 years, so I guess you could say I've owned basically a third, if you will, of this stadium exercise. So, yeah, I'm super happy to have been a part of it and played a very, very small role. But, you know, JP, to your point, the only reason this happens is because of two people. That's Muriel Bowser and Josh Harris, right? Full stop. And this mayor has proven enormously competent at getting big deals like this done. And Josh is, in effect, the savior for this franchise and for this region. And it's just super, it's super excited. As happy as I am to play a small role, I'm just particularly just happy for the fans. I mean, just hearing you talk about what the experience is going to be like for you when that day comes, what it'll be like for B. Mitch, who I know is not on the show today, but for someone, for the legends that played on that turf and on those grounds, it's just going to be a spectacular moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's not overly simplified to say selling the team was the largest hurdle. Did you see that as soon as the team was sold to Josh Harris that this was probably an inevitability, just the timeline was the last thing in the air?
Yeah, I've always been asked, what's the low point of my experience like when I was with the club? And it was, I think JP was like week two or week three in 2022, and Sarver had just been kicked out of the NBA. And I think in that moment, I knew the stadium deal wasn't going to happen. Just wasn't. Like, I remember talking to Nicky Javala in the back of the press box after that game. That was, of course, the Wentz through an interception at the goal line game. And just kind of just knew at that point, like, it was done. I was updating the resume later that night, right? And then 3 weeks later, Dan and Tanya announced an intent to sell. And Jason and I sat in room, then team president Jason Wright, and just we had nothing else to do other than go for broke on the stadium stuff. And that's when we just went into turbocharge mode, because to your question, it's anybody but Dan was going to significantly just boost momentum. And when it became very obvious in the spring of 23 that it was going to be, you know, a Josh Harris and a homegrown native investment group was going to come together, it just, everybody wanted to be a part of this, whether no matter the jurisdiction. But obviously RFK was going to eventually, you know, be a front runner, just given the emotional and the spiritual ties. So it truly it's Josh Harris and Miro Bowser, period, full stop.
Yeah. Remember which local reporter was first to tell you Harris was going to get the team when everybody was talking about Bezos. Talking with our friend Joe Maloney here. He's at American Gaming Association now. Used to work for the Commanders. Really tried to kickstart this effort to get back to RFK when the going was very rough. I want to, for a lot of fans, you know, they voted on this thing. Then they had to vote again. Now it seems done. The team put out a statement. How much more procedural stuff is there? And, like, what, if any, hurdles still remain?
Yeah, there's a ton left to do, but Lanfield can rest easy. Lanfield can rest easy. There will not be another public vote or public referendum on this in any form. The work that gets done now is regulatory in nature. It's environmental in nature. It's permitting. It's entitlement. It's deeding. It's engineering. There will be a public input process that will take place in and around the site and the communities that are there. You know, there's advisory neighborhood commissions, ANCs, as they're referred to in DC, that will have input into the process, and the team will lead that and shepherd that alongside the city. So there's so much that you will hear about, but this deal is done, and this stadium is going to get built. Ground will be broken. And the process will begin. But just know that the process moving forward, it just becomes very tedious, very expensive. But, you know, politics is ultimately an exercise in how and when you decide to deploy political capital for the purposes of achieving an objective. That work is done. The objective has been achieved. And the Commanders are coming back.
How legit is 2030 to you?
I think that's going to be super hard. And I think the league was right to be very clear about its deadlines on council consideration. When the then DC United ownership and the DC council and the mayor came to an agreement on Audi Field, that was sent to the DC council in June of that year. That deal did not get done until the following December, JP. So they sat on that for 18 months. And so I think the Commanders were particularly clear about expectations around timing in order to be competitive for some of the stuff you guys were talking about in the previous segment. There's major events, and these major events, they run very, very stringent and disciplined selection criteria and selection processes. And so if you want to be in the mix for 2031 Women's World Cup, all of the sort of hyperventilating around getting this deal done so you can be in position to win those types of events at your stadium, that was all very real. And so they're gonna be putting a shovel in the ground as soon as possible. But I do think it's going to be really, really hard. I think the only example out there of a stadium getting built on an absurd timeline was Allegiant Stadium. And I think they did that in just under 4 years. The standard timeline to achieve, you know, something of this size and this scale is certainly in the 4 to 5 year range. So we're super close. We got to
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Move quick.
Allegiant is also Vegas, and they just get stuff done and, like, don't have – I feel like looking at Vegas versus anything else is – like, I mean, SoFi – now, granted, they had mudslides or whatever. That took a while. I feared you would say 2030 seems hard, but I also kind of deep down knew that. You know what I mean? Like, it's – I don't know – middle of September of 2025. They got a lot to do. How excited are you just on somebody that worked in the trenches on this thing and now know what's going to happen?
I was hearing you talk about what it's going to feel like when you bring your daughters, and you know, I play that scenario a lot in my head, JP, and I gotta remind everybody, I didn't grow up here, right? I went to RFK when the Nats came back for that magical 2005 summer, and that was a ton of fun.
Chad, but
that informs how I think about what my experience will be like. And I live in Bethesda. Like, we're going to go drive to Bethesda Metro on a Sunday morning. We're going to park there. We're going to take the train to Union Station. And I just always imagine a beautiful fall day, and I'm walking down East Capitol from Union Station. It's a 45-minute walk. And it's going to be euphoric. People are going to be pouring out of their homes on Capitol Hill. And you are going to walk across that massive greenway that they're going to build leading up to the stadium as you pass the armory on your right. And it's going to be this awe-inspiring structure. And you're going to turn around and you're going to look down East Capitol and you're going to see a sea of humanity following you in burgundy and gold. And I just get chills thinking about it. And I just simply cannot imagine what it will feel like to be somebody like you or somebody like B. Mitch that will have that moment as well. It's just going to be magical. It truly will be. And I think, look, I respect the folks like Landfill and others that, like, don't feel that. But if there's one thing I truly felt in my job and my responsibility, just simply because of where I am right now in life, I'm a 45-year-old with kids that, you know, and I'm on soccer fields and I'm at preschool drop-offs and everything. And if you are any individual over the age of 35 that grew up with this team and saw this era of glory back in the 80s and 90s, like that's what this means to you. And for those that are under the age of 35 and just didn't quite have that and have only known malaise with this, the first half of their fandom with this franchise, like, it's okay to feel that way. But I can assure you that this structure and the environment that they'll create, and to what you said earlier in the segment, like, this ownership doesn't miss. That's going to continue, and it will feel that great for everybody.
Yeah, man. Well said. Dude, are people chilling out with the social media attacking players and stuff? I know that was a priority for you guys, and we were trying to – if you lose a bet or a player prop, don't go tweeting at the player and be a jerk.
Yeah, thanks for the partnership that we had over the course of the first 2 weeks as the NFL season kicked off. I don't know the answer to that question yet. And obviously, we're just, look, as a society right now, we're experiencing a lot, right? And we just need to stop reacting in real time on social media. We need to touch grass. And we need to realize that, whether it's the result of a bet or, you know, what some elected official may or may not have said yesterday at a hearing for a stadium, like, we all just need to take a bead, right? And, you know, what we're just trying to achieve is just to remind folks, athletes don't care about the result of your bet. You know, the analogy I make is, like, I play a lot of golf, and when I'm done playing golf and I walk into the pro shop, the pro sitting there, he or she does not care that I almost chipped in on 16. Just done. They don't care. They literally don't care. So,
accurate.
Look, you miss a parlay, that athlete online really does not care. So just trying to remind folks, keep it cool. And like I said, we appreciate the partnership and just encourage folks to bet legally should they decide to get in on the action this year.
Be cool, fool. They don't want to roll up. Thank you for the time, Joe.
Appreciate
you, man. Thank you. And congrats, dude. Take a little ownership of that.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
All right. Joe Maloney, I mean, imagine having your hands in the dirt trying to sell politicians on dealing with Dan. You know how hard that is?
That's an incredibly hard job. It's funny, though, he was talking about walking down and there being that burgundy and gold just crowd. That's kind of what I was thinking. He just voiced it. And you get chills thinking about that. Where, when's the last time in downtown D.C. that you've seen just a large group of burgundy and gold?
Hell yeah. Let's talk injuries for the burgundy and gold, because this is a long list. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.